Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
East Coast airports are slowly opening, but in New York, more than 1,400 flights were canceled. Delta alone canceled 700. Some airport restaurants have run out of food, and the city's famous subway system is frozen in spots. States of emergency have been declared in North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland. New Jersey saw 30 inches of snow. There's emergencies in Maine and Massachusetts, where stranded airline passengers may not get out till Friday. Let's get the latest from New York, where this was officially a blizzard. Noam Layden is with WABC. Noam, where are you?
I am right above Madison Square Garden in Midtown.
What's going on in New York?
You know, it's really unbelievable because, you know, we're sort of used to this thing like you guys are in Boston where, you know, it snows a little bit, we clear it off, we all get to work. This one really took us by surprise. Even though they said it was going to be bad, nobody really, you know, believes that. They always say, they make this prediction and it doesn't really come true. In this case, I think we ended up getting a lot more snow than was even predicted. Here in Midtown, there's places where there's drifts that are like 3 and 4 feet high. The streets, which would normally be clear by now, are still pretty covered. Buses aren't getting around. Some of the subways are stalled. Metro North, which goes to the suburbs of New York, isn't running very well or not very often. It's really a mess today.
Well, we were hearing anecdotes like passengers asleep in Long Island Railroad trains, and now the Long Island Railroad is the largest commuter system in the world, and passengers asleep in trains that were frozen at the station. We read about passengers trying to get to Kennedy Airport who were stuck in subway trains that were stalled in snowdrifts. And I was driving from Philly to Boston last night. What was I thinking? A five-hour trip that took 12 hours. And just got through New Jersey before the roads there were closed. It was illegal to drive. You could get a ticket. Tell us more about travel. For instance, there were buses stuck in New Jersey last night.
The story of this storm, of this blizzard, will be the people who were stranded out on the roadways. We have, even at this hour, there's a good amount of people stuck on one roadway in northwestern New Jersey, I-287. Up to like 60 cars were stranded, and just having a hard time getting to these people. And they've been calling into us. We had a woman on I-95, which goes up and down the East Coast. She was trying to get to the George Washington Bridge here into the city, and she got stuck like just a few miles before the bridge, and she was there for like 8 or 10 hours in their car with her grandmother, alternately turning on and off the engine to keep warm, and just wondering, what's going on? When's someone going to rescue me? And another woman who told us that she was stuck on the highway with a snowplow driver next to her. So she said, well, how ironic is this? I can't move, and next to me, another guy who can't move is a snowplow driver because there's just nowhere to go. The drifts were way too high.
Well, and this is where it becomes dangerous because if stuck cars get hidden, snowplows can hit them potentially. So it's pretty dangerous out there. Officials are saying don't drive if you don't have to. This morning in New Jersey, there were those buses that were stuck with people on them, and state troopers had to bring food and water, especially since some of the people were diabetic. What's the sense of when the city again, you know, a lot of people traveling through it, what's the sense of when it might get back up and running?
You know, we're pretty good at this here in New York, and my guess is that by this evening, you'll start to see more and more roads open, and then tomorrow, I would say even by tomorrow morning rush hour, you'll see things almost back to normal. Now, that won't be the case in some of the suburbs and some of the side streets, but if you're able to get down your side street, which still may be snow-covered, and get to one of the main thoroughfares, we're unbelievable at clearing those thoroughfares really clear. And that goes true for Garden State Parkway in New Jersey, the New Jersey Turnpike, some of the roads in Connecticut, and you'll be okay.
Well, we understand at the three major airports, there's Newark, there's LaGuardia, there's JFK, Newark, of course, in New Jersey. People are being given blankets and their cots are being set up because they're stuck for a while. And I'm imagining that this being Christmas week when it's virtually impossible to get a room in New York anyway, there's not going to be any room at the inn for some of these stranded people.
Absolutely not, but I will say the airports did a good job of warning people. And so where in past snowstorms we've had literally thousands of people at the airports, that's not the case this time. It doesn't look like what Europe looked like last week. We're getting reports of hundreds of people at the three area airports. And, yeah, they're, you know, there's a Cinnabon, you know, right next door if you need something to eat. A bathroom's there and a comfortable plastic chair to ride out the storm until the flights start flying again, which they could, you know, in the next couple of hours.
That's Noam Layden, news anchor with WABC in New York City, speaking to us from high atop Madison Square Garden. Noam, thank you so much.
Happy to chat with you.